Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I've got to tell you, I was prepared today for all sorts of terrible reports. And I am so very happy that, for the most part, generally speaking, Central Virginia, we avoided a big one here. We've got some loose things here and there, and some of us lost a piece of siding or something like that. But for the most part, we seem to have survived this particular weather event. You know, over the years, the city of Petersburg has seen ups and downs. And recently, it's probably seen more than its fair share of downs. Now the question becomes, can they turn the corner? Stem the problems that have happened in Petersburg and make some advances. One of the big issues has been, for years, crime. Well, Kenneth Miller is the chief of police down in the city of Petersburg, relatively new, and the emphasis on relatively there, and I'm thrilled that Chief Miller is joining us. Chief, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I, as you know, you and I follow each other on Twitter, and I'm always touched to see you out in the community and involved. I'm curious to know, you came from out in Virginia Beach, came to take over the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Give us a little lay of the land. What's it been like since you kind of got boots on the ground?
It's been fun. It's exciting when you have the opportunity to come to a city and work in a city that has so much opportunity. And when I came here, I said, wow, what a great place. I saw something that no one else saw. I saw Petersburg as stock. And when you buy stock, when it's low. You don't buy stock when it's high. And that's how I equated the city of Petersburg. And I still feel the same way. I think we've made some strides. We've made you said earlier about turning the corner.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we're in the car, and we're at the light, and we're making the right turn.
All right, so give us the sort of the playbook. You came in and said, I see the stock is low here. You know, there's lots of problems, and there's no getting around that. There's a real challenge in terms of economic drivers for the city, and there was, I thought, some pretty good effort to really ramp up the tourist aspect of Petersburg. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, well, I came here 3 years and a little shy of a month ago. Myself and my city manager, we came in not knowing each other, and we instantaneously looked at each other and saw the same thing. We saw opportunities for growth. And from my perspective, I'm a student of history. I saw how Grant shut down the railroads to cut off the supplies, and he went after the cannons. In modern day, I looked at traffic enforcement as one of the things that we were not doing well in our city, and there was a lot of guns. And
yep.
So I don't mean guns owned by our great members of the community, but some of the folks in the community who were not authorized to have a gun by the virtue of their own misbehavior. Mm-hmm. I saw that as a challenge for us. So I challenged the staff. We created a thing, a hashtag Operation No Gun, where we used some very strategic techniques, and we also partnered with some other folks, and we went after and wanted to address gun violence. So you have to understand, though, when there have been no addressing, it can seem overwhelming, so you don't see the fruits of your labor instantaneously. But over the years, we have seen a decline in gun violence, and our officers have a knack for taking firearms, illegal firearms, off the street without incident. And that's the thing I'm quite proud of.
Well, and well you should be. Prior to your arrival and prior to the arrival of the new city manager down there, Petersburg was more often than not the punchline in jokes in this area. You know, it was a tough place to be, a very difficult place to be in public service, such as a police officer. Are you seeing the community come around as well as your officers in terms of interaction?
Oh gosh, yes, yeah. When I came here, I was challenged by some folks because of one of the statements that I made. I made one of my, everybody comes in with a 90-day plan, and I had, yeah. I had quite a 90-day plan. But one of the things that I had in my 90-day plan was to visit 30 houses of worship in 90 days. That includes our synagogues, our Muslim faith center, our Baptist, Methodist, Episcopal, Holiness churches. There's 147 houses of worship in Petersburg. I've visited thus far 98 since I've been here. And I do that because I want to meet people, and I want people to see me as an individual, as a man. The title of chief is just a title. It's nothing. I'm not a great guy. I'm probably the least most important guy in the entire organization. So I just wanted people to meet me and see me as a person. And if you can look me in the face and you can see that I care and then I'm sincere, maybe you might give me an opportunity. And I must say that our community has given me a great opportunity. I've made thousands of friends since I've been here. And that's been a big thing. Our community they've rallied up, they've marshaled up, and I get more phone calls now than probably any detective in my organization. People calling me and telling me things because they want a better Petersburg too. I think the misnomer was people were saying that the folks that live in Petersburg didn't want anything better, and it was just the contrary. People in Petersburg they want to thrive and live safe and wholesome and grow like any other community in our country. And I just think that we want to give them a platform, and they just needed somebody that cared, and I care.
Well, it's a great testament to you. Chief Kenneth Miller is joining us, Chief of Police down in the city of Petersburg. Chief, there's been a lot of talk over the last 2 months, especially after the rather brutal killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And there's been a lot of talk from activists saying, well, what we really need to do is simply defund police departments. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, my budget has been cut for the last 3 years that I've been here because I'm frugal, because I work in conjunction and partnership with my city manager and with our city to be a good steward of the city's funds. When you say defund, it's not my money or the police department's money anyhow. It's the city's money. It's the taxpayers' dollars. And I think we should all be good stewards of the money that we need to lead. We talk a lot of in policing, and we talk a lot about leadership, but I really think in the chief's chair, we should talk more about managing. And one of the tenets of management is to be resourceful and respectful of what you have. So defunding the police, I think, is really, it depends on who you ask, what they mean by defunding. Some people think it means just tearing departments apart and not having police. And I think that's a bit, I don't agree with that at all. Some say it's reducing the budgets of police. And I say, welcome aboard. It's happened to me 3 years in a row.
Well,
I don't.
But if you look at, But Chief, if you look at the city of Minneapolis as an example, the city of Minneapolis City Council said, yep, we want to dismantle, just do away with the police department, and we're going to replace it with this new agency. And what was interesting about it, when you read the framework for the for their new agency, it's specified in there that they would still be hiring folks who were certified by the state of Minnesota as law enforcement officers. So, I mean, it clearly was much more style over substance. And here, look, I get budgets get cut and everybody's in a tough way. But I think the concern that many of us have is that there's not a thoughtful approach. It's not saying, hey, look, Chief Miller, we just don't have as much money as we'd like to have. You've got to be more resourceful. It's coming to you perhaps and saying, yeah, we just don't like this agency and we're taking 10% of your budget. And that's the part that concerns a lot of us.
Well, that hasn't happened to me. I look at things holistically. I'm very close with my our city budget director, Mr. Floyd, and our city manager. And we look at the thing I love about working here in Petersburg is that we look at from a city perspective. I mean, what can you do without? It's nice to have some things, but what can you do without so we can make budget and we can be better? And you know, we now boast about having a fund balance. That wasn't the case 3 years ago. We didn't have a fund balance. By being resourceful, by being prudent, by being a responsible leader and a manager, I think we've gotten places where no one thought we would be in three short years. Mm. So it's been fun. It's been really a great time. And again, I couldn't think of a better place to have spent the last 3 years of growing and leading. And managing and working with such fine people as they do down here in Petersburg.
How's your staffing these days? Are you at a full complement of officers?
No, I'm not. But you know, I'm not physically. I'm not. But getting the job done, I'm overstaffed. My folks are. I'm blessed with a great bunch of officers, who really they go the extra mile. And not just police officers, but our folks and my community correction folks and the folks who work in probation, they're all working extra. Like at 4 o'clock today, myself and several staff members will be over at St. Stephen's Church handing out food. It's about having fun. The job is taken too serious, I think, now. I think folks are caught up in movements and in feelings. People are hurting. I get that. People are hurting. They're not angry. They're just hurting. And I think it's time for us to kind of think about doing for others and not worry about ourselves so much.
Well, can't argue with that. Chief, I appreciate you being here, and I hope you know anything that we can do to help you in your quest to make the city an even better place, we're as close as that phone.
Well, I really appreciate it. And again, I follow you on Twitter, and I really like what you're doing and your care. I read between the lines a lot, and I read from you. I read the empathy part from you, and that's something that I think is really missing in our nation. You know, I tell folks, come on down to Petersburg and give us a shot. Give us a chance. We got great restaurants. We got some great people. We just got our police department accredited the first time in the history of our city. I think three weeks ago, the assessors came in. And we went through the accreditation process, and we'll get our awards September 29th. I'm pins and needles, excited for that. I had a fantastic accreditation manager, one of our employees here, Mr. Griffin, and one of my lieutenants, Johnson. I challenged them, and they met me head on, and they told me that they would really work hard, and they did, and it means a lot to our city. But it talks about our city that we have that stick-to-itness. We have I said the car's at the stoplight, the wheels are turned to the right. We are turning the corner.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And all kidding aside, I have been known to worship at Brith Hachim and to have lunch at Wabi Sabi. So I will ring you up the next time I am down in your corner of the world.
Lunch will be on me. We've had some other successes. We now have a mobile command vehicle. We're repurposed other equipment. Didn't cost the city any money. So again, when folks talk about defunding, it's about a lot of times repurposing what you have and putting something else to use. We were able to work with the folks that came into our city and exercised the constitutional rights. That went off without incident. I'm going to send a great thanks to my fellow chief and Colonial Heights Chief Chief Ferris, who worked. He and I worked in concert with each other to ensure that our folks that came into our city were treated with respect and were protected. A lot of good things have happened in Petersburg. That it's easier to talk about the mishaps, but we didn't have. I have to say, you know, with our partnership with Colonial Heights, and we had some Hopewell folks down as well, working with us. We didn't have the challenges that other cities across the nation have, and I'm really proud of that. And so that's the message that I want to get out, that Petersburg, as I predicted, is a city on the rise. I said this 3 years ago, and I would challenge us. I would say in the 3 years that we've been here in Petersburg, if you look at what's been done, we've been blessed. God has blessed us. If you look at what we've done compared to what was done prior to us, I'd say we're doing okay.
Fair enough. Chief, I appreciate you taking time to be with us. We will certainly do this again soon. That is Chief Kenneth Miller, Chief of Police down in the city of Petersburg, who says, hey, I've been here 3 years, and you know what? We've made some tremendous progress. And I'm thrilled to hear that. Look, I'm not somebody who is necessarily knocking this place, that place, the other place, but boy, I've got concerns about places. I've got real fears about how the clock has been turned back, say, in the city of Richmond, 30 years worth of progress in the last 60 days. I'd like to see Petersburg on the rise, as Chief Miller says. That sounds good to me. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.